when you have Democrats flip three of your seats and you've got two Democrats representing you in the United States Senate, that means you might have a little problem. So let's do some diagnosis of what happened and maybe get some advice for Republicans about how they retool things. Tucker Martin is a GOP strategist. You remember him. He was the spokesperson for Governor Bob McDonnell when he was in office, and he has been through a lot of different campaigns, worked with the Republican Governors Association. So he's dealt with right-wing governors and kind of middle-of-the-road governors. Tucker, what's your assessment as you look at the numbers from last night for Virginia Republicans? What do you think happened?
It was not a good night for Virginia Republicans, John, yeah. And thanks for having me on. All politics being local, you know, what matters to us is what happens here in the Commonwealth. And we just saw a continuation of a trend, and it's one that folks are familiar with. It's been tough sledding for Virginia Republicans really since about 2005. Obviously, there have been some bright spots in Bob McDonnell's win in 2009, Ed Gillespie's near win in 2014. But, you know, it was tough. And the Trump realignment, and I think that's what last night was, a realignment, not a wave, is just making it tougher for Virginia Republicans, because this is a state that really right now, given where the parties are, is much more favorable territory for Democrats. And I think last night was a continuation of that ongoing theme.
Yeah. What do you do, though, if you're a Republican? I mean, the Republicans that I talk to love Donald Trump. I mean, they'll walk through fire for him. But there's some danger that you push away the voters that you need to get to that 50% plus one mark if you're too close with Donald Trump. I think. Do you disagree with that?
No, I agree with that. And that's the complication right now for Virginia Republicans. In many ways, you know, and I say this jokingly, but it's like a kid with their face pressed up against the window of somebody else's birthday party. Like, Virginia Republicans turn on the television and they see Republicans having a wonderful time at rallies in Missouri, in Montana, and states like that, where the Trump message resonates and where his coalition exists. The problem is it does not exist here. And all politics is local. And so, you know, I think one thing that we need to do is realize, look, Virginia has changed dramatically, and the population growth is in the urban crescent. I mean, 70% of our population growth in the last decade, John, was Northern Virginia, Richmond, Hampton Roads. All right, that's the whole ballgame, and that's where we're losing right now in the suburbs. So, you know, one lesson would be look north. An odd thing to say, but look north. Look at Governor Hogan in Maryland. Look at Governor Baker in Massachusetts. What are they doing? How do they win? Frankly, go back 9 years. How did Bob McDonnell win Fairfax County, which right now seems crazy, but he won Fairfax County in 2009? And start looking for those strategies, because just the reality of it is, we are a mid-Atlantic state. We are highly educated. We are very diverse. Trump's message when he closes on immigration, look, that's great in Missouri, but it probably hurt Bratt and Taylor in Virginia. So we've got to do the work now to create our own brand. Not easy in this day and age, but look, the Trump brand just doesn't work for Virginia Republicans, and that's just the reality.
Well, let's look at that 7th congressional district race. Abigail Spanberger eking out a win, 50.1% to Dave Bratt's 48.7% of the vote. 4,000 plus votes going to the Libertarian, by the way. Yeah, I mean, what was Dave Bratt supposed to do here? Did he make a strategic mistake, or were the cards just stacked against him?
Look, I mean, in politics, environment is the number one most important factor. And we saw this last year with Ed Gillespie, and I lived that one in real time. I mean, I remember the Washington Post went up to a voter last year, John, in line in Northern Virginia, and said, you know, are you voting for Ralph Northam or Ed Gillespie? And the voter said, I don't even know who those people are. If it's the Berrystein Bears and they got a D behind their name, I'm voting for them. And that's just the environment. And I think a lot of candidates right now, and it'd be Bratt included, are being judged on Trump. And it's basically, are you with him or against him? And again, a good trade for you if you're in a Trump state in this realigned political moment. In Virginia, it's not. And so, you know, I know that sounds fatalistic and it's tough to hear, but for a lot of these candidates, it's a bad environment for Republicans. Look at Barbara Comstock in Northern Virginia. Look at Scott Taylor down at the beach. Everybody had their own different theory of the case, how they're going to run. But right now, voters are really nationalized. And so I think the challenge for Virginia Republicans, again, is how do we create a brand that's different? You know, it used to be, and you remember this well, John, it used to be every Democrat in Virginia was a Virginia Democrat. You always had to say the Virginia first. Now they just say Democrats. Maybe Republicans in Virginia need to start saying we are Virginia Republicans. We got to find a way to break through this, because it's a math problem. And look, we got to persuade. We can't just mobilize and win. We don't have the numbers right now in this current environment.
So what are the issues that you think are emerging that Republicans can take control of and try to own the narrative?
Look, I think, and, you know, again, I don't want to be too Pollyannish. I mean, the reality of it is, you know, as long as Trump's in the White House, Virginia is pretty much a blue state. But let's say, let's go beyond that, yeah, and dig in a little bit. The economy, obviously, is an issue we can win on. We saw that in 2009 with Bobs for Jobs. We saw Ed Gillespie in 2014 for economic growth. Mm-hmm. We could talk about issues that make the party look different. Frankly, we can talk about cannabis a little bit differently. Why are Republicans not owning that lane? I think we have a lot of things we can sell on health care and energy. I've long believed if you look at Republican campaigns in Virginia that work, we do well when we do boring. We don't do well when we do provocative. But if we become boring, policy-minded, sober, simple folks who are just looking at issues that resonate, we can make it work. I go back to 2015. Glenn Sturdivant was in a tough race. He showed himself as a problem solver and a guy who's just interested in solutions. And he won that district, a swing district to hold the Senate. So there are examples, John, in this environment. But I think it just requires more time on policy, less time tweeting, and understanding that what gets people to clap at a Trump rally in the Missouri will not get them to clap at a rally in Short Pump.
And not get them to go vote Republican. I'm
and
afraid.
Turn off voters, too. I mean, again, I think the way he chose to close, and that was the theory of the case, and it held the Senate and added to the Senate.
Right.
But I don't think it benefited Brat Taylor and Comstock to have the final weeks be on immigration. I think they would have preferred it be on the economy.
Really interesting. And there'll be a lot of conversations like this one over the next several weeks as we head towards January with the Democrats taking over the House of Representatives. Tucker Martin, Republican strategist. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.